Thanks, Cardiff.
Hi, Nicole.
Yes.
This is Karen at Tika Building. How are you?
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. I called earlier. Did you and I not speak earlier this morning?
Wait, what is that?
I said, did you and I not speak earlier this morning? Called in this morning and I spoke to a Nicole.
It's a different Nicole.
Well, I didn't have your last name. Sorry about that.
I used to be the only Nicole. Now there's two Nicoles. So if you call the main line, you'll have to ask for my last name. So.
Okay. And what is it, McFarland?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because you and I spoke like a couple of years ago or something.
Yeah. I did the financing for you on your original loan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had talked to, I guess, the other Nicole this morning because when you left the message, nobody told me McFarland, and I was afraid. I thought it probably was. See, I remember that I didn't know to ask for that, but I did speak to Nicole, and she was going to send me some information. So are you all in sync on all that?
Well, what are you looking to do exactly?
Well, we had gotten, you know, one of the offers you guys send out, and we're growing a lot and too fast for me and too fast for cash flow to keep up. And
well, that's a good thing, right?
Well, I guess it will be once everything gets caught up with itself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're going to hit probably a little over $3 million this year in gross sales. So, you know, I'm looking. I told her I've got some vendors I've gotten behind on. We've got about $400,000 in commercial work that we just signed on yesterday, and I've got $200,000 sitting out in residential work. And all this is supposed to be done by the end of the year, and I'm just feeling a little overwhelmed because I can't build some stuff until some of the stuff is already done. So when your offer came, I thought, well, it's worth investigating to see, you know, if we could get some working capital where I could pay some vendors and give ourselves a little room on some accounts.
Okay.
So kind of looking for that.
Okay.
You know, I told her looking for that $200,000 to $250,000 range probably, and something that would be, you know, I mean, we've done the daily pay. It's hard. I'd rather have something that's a little longer term if there's something out there. That's a little longer term. But I also said, you know, my credit score has taken a beating over the last 2 years. I went from that 850 score a few years ago till I'm below 600 now.
Okay.
Terry's, on the other hand, is probably decent. I don't know what his is. I haven't checked it. But, you know, I do all the books and the financing and everything for our company, so I've signed everything, so I've taken the hit on everything.
Right. Okay.
His probably looks better than mine did.
Okay. Do you have a balance right now on the original loan we did for you?
We do have a balance. I'm not sure what the balance is. And see, I thought that loan, I was very confused because I thought the loan was with you guys, but maybe it's BizFi. I don't know. And we're paying, it was a daily pay, and we had to lower the daily payment amount for it back about June just because we're in a cash flow crunch.
Okay.
And we're paying $250 a day on it now.
Okay. Yeah, they're a partner of ours. So they do all the servicing and they, you know, deduct the payment.
Okay. So it is
all
related then. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All
okay. So do you have any idea what the balance is? I mean, I can look it up. I was just wondering if you knew offhand.
I can't remember the late Naomi Garcia, I think is who I've dealt with, and I asked her to send it, but I think everybody's afraid to give me a balance because they think I'm trying to refinance, and I'm not. I just was asking for the balance.
Right.
But I want to say it's in the 70 to 80 range probably.
Okay.
So even if this took that out and started over, that's okay too.
Yeah, we'd probably want to do that. Now, the past few months, how has the cash flow been?
cash flow has been a little bit better. We haven't gone up on the payment at all because it was just, it was wiping me out, Mike, that I've gotten behind on some vendors. We were a 100% commercial contractor, and we had one very large commercial client that kind of died on us a couple of years ago. So we got into residential, and residential has been one of the worst things I've ever tried to do. Trying to get paid is difficult. People are, you do something perfect, and they want to pick it to death, and it's just not been our forte. And we've got about 10 jobs getting out there. We're trying to finish on residential. Now my commercial's coming back, and I've got about half a million sitting here in commercial work to start and get finished before the end of the year.
Okay.
So with that said, I'm expecting cash flow to get better.
Okay.
But I'm in the hole with some vendors that I've got to get taken care of.
Now, what are you averaging monthly? Let's just say the past 3 months, what do you think you've been averaging monthly for gross revenue?
Gross revenue, I don't even know, and I'm not at the office right now. I was actually headed to a meeting. But
This is just all conversation
that,
just to kind of figure out where.
We're around that 3.1. We're at 2.4 right now, I guess.
Okay.
So if you look at 2.4 and divide it by 9 months, that puts you at 700 a month. I'm looking at something else here. At 2.4 and divide it by 9 months would be 250 something. Yeah, I'm trying to drive and do it in my head.
About 266, right around there.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ideally, what we'd want to do is just pay off that balance, give you something, a new loan, longer term, hopefully a lower rate, and maybe we can get you into weekly. We can look at that option.
Okay.
And we do have some new programs that have come on, so that'll be good. So what I'm going to do, Karen, is I'm going to email you what I need. I need to see what we have on file and what we can just use. I don't want you to have to send more information than you need to. Did you complete your 2015 tax return?
We did. I just got those. I think you sent them to me last week or the week before. So I do have those.
Perfect.
And they're ugly. I'll tell you, they're ugly.
Is it because write-offs or just what do you
think? No, it's not write-offs. We just had a losing year last year. We just lost money last year. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to focus more on what's going on right now.
Okay.
So, don't worry about that. We look at everything as a whole, which is good.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to look through everything. Most likely it'll be 6 months, your last 6 months of bank statements. We'll look at that 2015 return. And then I have an application on file, so I could probably still use that one.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think anything's changed on it, at least as far as ownership or anything like that.
Okay.
Changed.
Perfect. So let me send that off to you. Once I get that back, I'll get you submitted. And can you find out where you think the balance is on that loan?
Yeah, I will check. I'll shoot Naomi an email and just tell her that I need to get that. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That'll just be helpful.
I'll do that when I get back to the office and see what she can let me know on that.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll send this off to you shortly, and then hopefully we can get you into something better.
Okay, and I will tell you this. I'm out of the office. I should be back in about an hour and a half or 2 hours. They are working on our phones at the office, so if you don't hear from me today, it just means my internet's down, and I'll get it to you first thing in the morning.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you,
all right.
Nicole.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.